Okay, Chevra, we are beginning every day of Siman Tzadi Gimel, which teaches us the dinim of Kedera She'ena Bas Yoma. The halacha is that if you have a pot that cooked meat, you're not allowed to cook milk in that same pot. If you cooked milk in that pot, betoch me'es la'es, it's also benosin tam. The Rambam writes that you have to be mesha'er neged kol ha'kedera. Now, the Shach in Sifkat and Aleph points out that really the Mechaber and the Rama are arguing over here, but it's Machlokas that we know already. In other words, what the Mechaber is saying, that's Asa ben Osin Tam, means that you have to do Timas Kfela. You taste it to see, right? It's a fleshik pot, you cook some milk in it, you taste it. If it tastes fleshik, so it's going to be a problem. If it doesn't, it's not going to be a problem. The Rama, however, Lashitas on Sadiches, holds that there's no such thing as the din of Ti'imas Kfela. We no longer rely on our Kfelas, as we've explained or tried to explain. The Kasha is better than the Teretz. But the fact is, according to the Ramah, that's why you have to be Mesha'er B'shishim, because Ti'ima won't help for the Ramah. Now, it happens that we pass that you're Mesha'er Neged Kol HaKedera. What that means, the Shach adds in Sifkat and Beis, is in a situation where we're not sure how much the Kedera absorbed, then you have to be Mesha'er Keneged Kol HaKedera. Obviously, if we know how much the Kedera absorbed, so that's not going to be a problem. Ki Huzeh Ad Kan Divrei HaShach. Now, the Mechaber continues, and this is based on a tshuva of the Rivash and a smack, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, like the Beis Yosef points out, that if there was me'es la'es that elapsed between the cooking of the meat and the cooking of the milk, so in that situation, it's no sin tam lafgam, right? 24 hours passed. We're assuming that me'es la'es, by the way, is 24 hours in this entire conversation, even though, as we know, the day of Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam is that you don't need me'es la'es. All you need is linas la'ila to be pogim. But that day seems not to be accepted unless under very significant sirufim. The fact is, the Mechaber writes that if 24 hours elapsed between cooking of the meat and cooking of the milk, so the meat is no sin tam lefgam, and then the food is going to be mutter. It's not basar b'cholof, because it's already nice and tam of gum, right? That's great. That's really very good, beautiful. However, what happens to the pot? So the Mechaber tells me that the pot is usser levashel ba lo basar b'lo cholov. That the pot is usser to cook meat in, and it's usser to cook milk in, right? Because we paskin, the Gemar Sof Avodah Zarah tells me that where goes there keli she'eno ben yomo atu ben yomo. So I'm not allowed to use a milchik pot that absorbed its milchiks more than 24 hours ago. So therefore I can't cook fleishiks in this pot. I can't use a fleishik pot that absorbed more than 24 hours ago. So I can't cook milchiks in the pot. So the pot cannot be used for milchiks or fleishiks. However, the pashtus is that this pot is kosher and you could cook spaghetti in the pot, no? Or cucumbers. Right, you could cook any par of food. Non-milchik, non-fleshik, is going to be permitted to cook in this pot. Ad kan divrei ha-mechaber. However, the Shach, as he likes to do, he jumps up and down and he spits wood and nickels, and the Shach says, what are you talking about? The Shach says, one second, you're telling me that this pot is mutter to cook shar dvarim, yerukos and dagim, is going to be mutter even l'chatchila, but in Siman Tzadi Dalet Se'if Hey, the Ramah writes that the minig is lesser hakli she'eno ben yoma afil l'sha'ar advarim. Right, this is a situation when I stick a ben yomo spoon of one gender into a eno ben yomo pot of the other gender. So in that situation, what we assume is, we'll have to talk about this in Sadi Dawid, but what we assume is that the minig is that we aser the pot. And we aser the pot to the extent that we don't use this pot at all, even for cooking pariv. So zuck Zok the Shach, you know what? You know what? What that teaches me is that me ikar hadin, the pot is permitted to use for pariv, but there's a minhag not to use the pot at all. In other words, the Shach is not willing to say that this issue is a machlikas machaber and Ramah. Right? The Ramah is the one who in Sadi Dalat Sifhei says that the minhag is to asr the keli. The machaber over here is the one who says that you're allowed to use the keli for pariv. The Shach does not want to say that there's a machlikas machaber Ramah. Rather, Shach says that everyone holds me ikar hadin, you're allowed to use the keli for pariv. But there's a minhag that developed, and the minhag is that we don't use the keli for pariv. So far, so good? That is the Shach.
So the Shach is basically saying that we have a minhag to be more machmir by the spoon than by actual food?
Yes. Okay. The minhag is that by the keli, we're going to aser the keli. Right? When the keli is both milk and meat, but because it was eno ben yomo, it's not basar b'chalav, food is going to be mutter, right? The pot, the minig is to aser, and by aser, that means that I do not use the pot for anything. Ad kan divrei hashach. Now, the Shach does not explain why it is that the minhag is to aser the pot. No? Shteit nishtin Shach. He just says that the minig is that this pot is both milchik and fleishik. The minig is we don't use it, but he doesn't explain why. So the Badei HaShochans of Cutting Yud Zayin comments that he can explain the minhag why we don't use the pot at all, because he says it's like Maris Ayin. Right? This pot looks treif, because people who didn't study Yeridaya in Yeshiva, you know, what they will say is, 1 second, right, Rabbi, are you reformer? Are you conservative? What are you telling me? That this pot, you know, it's milchiks and fleishiks. Rabbi, I learned in grade school that milchiks and fleishiks is treif. Rabbi, you can't tell me that I'm allowed to cook in this pot. It's a treif pot, no? The pot looks treif. So therefore, because the pot looks treif, it's Maris Ayin to use the pot, and therefore we aser, therefore we aser the use of the pot for both milchiks and fleishiks. Now, you're turning back to Simon Pei Zayin, because you remember the Shach holds that there's no din of Maris Ayin on Bishul. There's only din of Maris Ayin on Achila. Right? That's your Ha'ara, Unger?
No, okay. I think we saw that earlier, that with Tibas Kolov, we saw that there was Machlokes as Heter Marshal, whether to ask for the pot at all or not.
Whether it's Asr Me'ikar Hadin or a Minog Atu Maris Ayin. Okay. And the Hanami? I mean, that was a little bit of a different sort of case. That was a case of the Tipas Cholov falls Keneged Harotov, and the practice is that we don't use the pot at all, even though it would seem that the Tipas Cholov goes through and through into the Rotov and should become bottle. Nonetheless, the practice is that we ask for the pot. That might have something to do with, like, Isser Dovuk, as we explained then. Right? That might be a little different. But the Reb Feivel's Ha'ara, I think, has a lot of meaning, that this should be also atu maris ayin. However, yesh la ayin, if there is a din of maris ayin on bishul at all, right? And when it comes to achila, the food's gonna be mutter anyway. So it's just, I would say, a quarter of a ha'ara on what the Badei HaShulchan says. Dan's good. What are you tying up?
Why would there be more maris ayin on the kli than on the food? Meaning,
so we'll talk about that issue in a few minutes, right? That's a general question, Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav. How come a keli she'eino ben yomo is usher to use, and the food that's cooked in the keli she'eino ben yomo, you know what you say about that food? Shakol niyabedvaro, and you eat it. Right? The food is kosher. How come the keli is presumed treif and the food is kosher? That's something that we'll have to focus on. But, azoy. Now, I mean, we'll give explanations. You just gotta wait. That's like my next stage of the shiur. So you have to wait 2 minutes so we get there. Good. So that's Reb Feivel's Ha'ara. The Yad Yehuda has a different take on this, which is actually very lumdish, and it connects to principles that we've discussed many times this year. If you remember way back when, we pointed out that there's a famous machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'an, the Daf Lamed Vav, in the Torah Habayis, and Daf Lam Vav of Shari, of Bayis Dalet, and the Torah Sabayis, as to what's the lomdis, or how do we understand the din of Nosin Tan Lufgam? Does Nosin Tan Lufgam mean that the balua in the Dofne Hakli tastes bad? Right? When I, let's say, have, theoretically, if I could eat the milk in the Dofne Hakli, would I say, feh, that's like your kid's bottle that's been under the bed for, 2 weeks before you find it? Right? Is that what you're going to say? It's nice and tam, lefgam, it tastes bad already when it's in the kli. Or do I say, no, when it's in the kli, it's really geschmack. The only thing is that the amount of tam that's going to come out into the other foods, that tam will be nosin tam lefgam. Right? The Rashba, if you remember, assumed that the balua shebekli is very tasty. The stuff that's absorbed in the dofnei hakli tastes great. That's what the Rashba says. And the Ra'ah asked, and the Rashba says, hold it. If that's the case, so then how come the Gemara has to come up with the din d'rabbanan that I don't use a keli she'enu ben yomo atu ben yomo? Tepuk le, that I shouldn't use a keli she'enu ben yomo because it's going to be a din of ein mavat manisra l'chatchila. Remember that Ra'ah's kasha? It's really lumda shekasha. Frek the Ra'ah, he says, one second, if it tastes great when it's inside the dofnei hakli, then it comes out, it's going to taste bad. And the rationale of Nosin Tan Lufgam is based on bittul, like the Rashba himself assumes, right? That's Machlokas Rashba and Ran that we spoke about many times. So, frek the Ra'ah question, Rashba, if the balua really tastes good, so there should be a din d'oraisa not to use the keli based on Ein Mevat Manisra L'Chatchila, which according to the Ra'ah is a din d'oraisa, right? So the Rashba and the Ra'ah are disagreeing like on five different points over here. Right? One point of their disagreement is that the Rashba holds that the balua shebedofne hakli tastes good, and the Ra'ah holds the balua shebedofne hakli has to taste bad, because were it to taste good, it would be the Issa Dairais of Eim Avat Manasul Chatchila. Happens that the Rashba doesn't agree with anything over here. The Rashba says, first of all, Eim Avat Manasul Chatchila is a din drabbanon. Second of all, this is like Keli Ha'osu Yilishtamish Kol B'Shefa that can never come Lidei Isser, right? We spoke about this, I would say, I don't know, a million times or more, right? We spoke about this issue many, many times. So Zuck the Yad Yehuda, let's go slowly. Naniach, that the balua shebedofne hakli is still tasty, still is good, like the Rashba says. If that's the case, that the balua really tastes good, so then maybe the minhug of not using this kli at all is because I'm choshesh that the kli really became basar b'cholav on a certain level. You see, what's happening over here? The cholav that's inside the kli is still very tasty. It can't impact anything else. So the basar that comes into the kli now, that cholav can't impact, right? But that basar can impact on the cholav. So the cholav shebedofnei hakli became basar b'cholav. And that's why there's a meaning not to use this kli at all, says the Yad Yehuda. Shimi, isn't this brilliant? You're shaking your head. Yeah. This is a really good var, right? The Yad Yehuda is basically saying that the reason why there's a minhag not to use this keli at all, remember, it's cholav eino ben yomo, then I just cook basar in it. So the minhag says the shach is we don't use that at all. Why not? Because I'm worried that that cholav eino ben yomo, although it can't impact on the basar, because it's eino ben yomo, but the basar can impact on the cholav, and therefore it became basar b'cholav, or it's, I would say, half basar b'cholav, right? The cholav that was in the dofnei hakli became asar, but the basar just came in, didn't become asar. Now, there are a few assumptions why we might not hold of this, right? L'cha'ora, once we got to this point, so we have to ask a question. One second, so that's a good svara. So how come we're assuming that me'ikar hadin, the keli is mutter, right? The keli should be asar me'ikar hadin. How come the the Shulchan Aruch paskins that me'ikar hadin, this keli is really mutter, it's only a minig not to use it? So the answer is that there's a few assumptions here. Assumption number one is that we could say chanan on balua, which we all know in Sadi Chesif Hei was a machlokes, right? Ramban and Rashba, right? We spoke about that just a few days ago in Sadi Beis, right? Because the Ramuz Raya, that there is Chanan and Baluas from Siman Sadi Beis, the Grataka Paskins, at least B'Makim Hefzer, that there's no Chanan and Balua, correct? So one assumption that we're making is that there is Chanan and Balua, which is debatable. Another assumption that we're making is that there could be unidirectional Basar B'Cholav. Right? Usually Basar B'Cholav is the pshat that the Basar Asr is the Cholav, the Cholav Asr is the Basar. That they both Asr each other. But in this case, what I really have is that the Basar that's coming in now is Asring the Cholav, but the Cholav can't Asr the Basar. The Ramban writes, the Basar B'Cholav has to go bi-directionally. We spoke about this a few times. The Gemara has a Svara on Kuf Ches of Gedi Asra Torah Velo Cholav, no? The Gemara rejects that Svara. But Ken Zayin, that although the Gemara is rejecting it, the Gemara is only rejecting it in terms of the Gezeres HaKasav, but maybe the rationale behind Basar B'Cholav is that it has to be bi-directional. Maybe if it's not Shnehem Nosnim Tam Zeh B'Zeh, so it's not going to be Basar B'Cholav, and this Chiddush Din of the Yad Yehuda, right, that the reasoning behind asking the Keli entirely is based on that Rashba with respect to Nosin Tan Lefgam, is also making a few assumptions that may not be warranted regarding Chanan B'Balua and regarding unidirectional Basar B'Cholav. Is that good, gentlemen? Should we go on? Rosenzweig, do I have permission to go on? Or? Again?
I don't need your permission.
I don't need your permission. Oh, man. Actually, I do, no? The Gemara says that the Rebbe is sucker to the students in terms of Baal Avimo. That I can only learn the stuff that you guys want to learn, no? Technically. So, Muffin is saying, like, it's so late in the year, you're finally telling us this? Okay, fine, let's go on. The question that we have to grapple with is how come the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that no sintan lufgam is permitted? How come there's a din of bi'ulei afgam? How come you had to kasher the kelim of the Midianites? So the Gemara says, oh, lo asra Torah ela keli ben yomo bovat, right? That you only have to kasher a keli that's ben yomo. So for like the Gemara, kli she'eno ben yomo lishteri, so it should be mutter. I was looking at Ayin Hey, that's why I was totally confused. A Kele that's not Ben Yomo should be absolutely permitted. So the Gemara answer is no. Gezeira Kedera She'ina Bas Yoma, Mishum Kedera Bas Yoma. Right, that word goes there, a Eno Ben Yomo Kele, Atu a Ben Yomo Kele. Zok Taisvis. How come we are Gozer an Eno Ben Yomo Kele, Atu a Ben Yomo Kele? And we don't say that the food is also going to be treif. If I make a gezer of eno ben yomo atu ben yomo, so I have a pot that's eno ben yomo, let's say, of nevela, and then I cook noodles in the pot. Why am I allowed to eat those noodles? Shouldn't I make a gezer of eno ben yomo atu ben yomo and say that the noodles are treif? For Ektosis, why don't we treif up the noodles, right? Tosis writes, v'yesh lasis tam. How come the food is mutter and the pot is usser? So Taisus answers, ready? Listen up to this Taisus. Taisus answers, Lefisha kedera hayaba iser gomor tchila. Ava hamachal lo nivla bo iser me olam. And for Taisus, the kedera, the pot, had an iser originally. Right? What's the pshat in the pot? The pshat in the pot is that I cooked nevela in the pot, and at that moment it's really treif. Subsequently, 24 hours later, the pot becomes mutter, because then the nevela becomes eno ben yomo. But at the beginning, the nevela was usser originally. But the food, when I cook the food in that pot, misha'a rishona, for the first moment that the noodles are cooked in the pot, it's all going to be kosher. Because Misha Rishona, it is, right? Eino ben yo, it's no sintan of gam. May taste bad at the beginning. So Zok Taisus is a difference that the Kedera, because there used to be real Isser, so the Kedera is Usser. But the noodles never had real Isser, so the noodles are Mutter. Ad kan divrei hatosis. So far, so good? Rush. Rosh Sof Avodah Zarah. By the way, this is not my Bekiyas. If you just learn Prima Gadim, you realize the Prima Gadim Sifkat and Gimel speaks all of this out, but there's always what to add. The Rosh at the end of Avodah Zarah, Simen Lamed Vav, the Rosh quotes this answer of Tosfos. And the Rosh says, the ode, another reason. He quotes Tosfos's answer, then gives another reason. The ode, b'tav sholekol migzar dilma achel b'nispash lo b'bas yoma. D'halo shchiyach levashel b'bas yoma ho v'asr l'chatchila. The Rosh explains that Chazal say, I'm not allowed to use a keli she'eno ben yomo. That means it's going to be lo shchiyach to have food that was cooked in the keli she'eno ben yomo. Because which bum is going to violate a gezeira of Chazal? What type of jerk? Chazal say you're not allowed to use the pot. This guy's using the pot to cook noodles. What type of jerk is this guy? Right? So therefore we don't make a gezeira, right, on the machal, because in order to have this question of the machal, you had to have violated an iser of using the kedera she'ena basyoma. And it's lo shchiyach that someone would violate a iser. That's what the Rosh is saying, no? It's now comes along the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim says, is there a nafgamina between the Rosh and Tosfos? Right? Tosfos says that the Keli began be'isser. The Rosh says that it's lo shchiach to violate an aveira of cooking in the Keli she'en lo ben yomo. Is there a nafgamina? So the Prima Gadim says, of course there's a nafgamina. Prima Gadim says that, according to Tosfos, I'm allowed to use a keli she'eno ben yomo of cholov. Right, what did Tosfos say? Let's read the Lashon of Tosfos again. Tosfos says that when it comes to the kedera had an iser gomor originally. That's why I can't use it. Meaning, right, the reason I can't use the pot is because the pot had an iser. It had nevela in it. But if there would be cholov in the pot, I'm allowed to use that pot. This, the gezeira of eno ben yomo, atu ben yomo, is only by isura bola, not by hetera bola, according to Tosfos. And that's what the Prima Gadim points out. In my versions of the Prima Gadim, it is 6 lines into the wide lines of the Sifsei Dasif Katan Gimel. He writes, Nafgamina between the two terutzim is a kli basar. According to Tosfos, la'achar me'es la'es, it's shari lehishtamish bocholov, that after 24 hours you can use a fleshik pot for milchiks, because it was never usar. It was never usar. And this would be the opinion of the Ra'ah in Psachim Daflamed. The Ritva in Psachim Daflamed, Rav Shechter always quotes this, that sometimes you have Talmidim who are more frum than the Rebbe. No? The Ra'ah basically felt that the gezeira of eno ben yomo atu ben yomo is only shayich by isura bala, not by hetera bala. And as a result, the Ra'ah only had one set of dishes in his house. No? There's only one set of dishes in the Ra'ah's house. He would just make sure that, you know what, you use the fleshik pot to cook your meat, wait 24 hours before you're going to make mac and cheese. But he only had one pot. That's all the Ra'ah had. Aye, the gezeira eno ben yomo atu ben yomo. There are also, we don't make that gezeira on hetera bala. And that's a Tosfos. It's not just a tzavar from the shita of the Ra'ah, it's a Tosfos and Avodah Zarah daf ayin vav, zok the Prima Gadim. The Rishonim point out that the students of the Ra'ah did not want to eat in the Rebbe's house. Because, what type of bum is this Rebbe? What, only one set of dishes? Like, he never learned in yeshiva? Like, come on, this is like Aleph Beis, no? What's going on here? According to the Rosh, l'cha'ora, the iser of eno ben yomo, atu ben yomo, extends even to hetera bala. Because the Rosh's whole cheshbin, right, would not distinguish between hetera bala and isura bala. This is what the Prima Gadim points out. And therefore, the Prima Gadim says that when Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to use a keli she'eino ben yomo, even a keli shel chalav, you can't use her basar, that seems to be what it says here in Shulchan Aruch, and that's beferish in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chaf Beis if Beis, that a keli she'eino ben yomo of chalav, I can't use her basar. What that means is that Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rush, and not like Taisus. Adkan divrei haprima gadim. Reb Feivel Cohen does not want to say that the whole Shulchan Aruch is not like the Taisus. So he wants to reinterpret the Taisus. He read the Taisus with Lutfisha Ifra. He tries to say that when Tosus says that it absorbed the Isser, Tosus doesn't really mean Isser. What Tosus means is that by the Keli, because the absorption was Nosin Tam L'Shevach at the first moment, therefore the Keli remains Aser. But by the food, because it originally was Nosin Tam L'Fgam, that's why the food is mutter. Right? In other words, maybe when Tosa says that it absorbed Isser, he doesn't really mean Isser. He really means potent taste. He doesn't mean Isser. And if you look in the Bir Hagra in Os Hay, I think the Bir Hagra is assuming this way, but you have to know how to read a Gra. You have to read a Gra carefully. No? Look at this Gra. Right? Remember, the Mechaber says that this keli, which is basar, eino ben yomo, and cholov now, is a mutter to use. Right? Zok the grub, because the kedera is not balua from iser basar b'cholov, because the bela is not aser, because the tam of basar is already nifgam, and the tavshel is going to be mutter, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. V'ayin tosis sofa vodazara, ayin vavam and aleph di bramaschel mikan, v'yesh lo says tam. Right, he's talking about these lines in Taisus. Yesh lo says tam, how come the machol is permitted and the kedera is usher? Zak the grav v'chein kan. The cholov is usher because the tchilas b'liyas habasar hayel shevach. You see that line in the gra? What the gra is saying is that the tchilas b'liya was l'shevach. He doesn't say that originally it was b'leya iser. It says originally it was Boleya Leshevach. That would mean that even a keli that absorbed Cholov is usher to use for Basar La'achar Me'es Le'es against the Ra'ah. He's trying to say that Tosis does not hold like the Ra'ah. The Prima Gadim is assuming that Tosis holds like the Ra'ah. The Gra, you can see this in the Badei HaShulchan, page Reish Chof Gimel. In the Be'urim, the Reb Feivel points out that the Gra is assuming against the Prima Gadim. The Gra is assuming that even Tosis does not have to be pigeonholed into the position of the Ra'ah. So far, so good? Let's go back. The Kasha that Tosis asked. Tosis asked the Kasha, how come if we go to Einu Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo, how come the pot is also but the food is mutter? So far we have two answers, no? Answer one is that Taisus assumes that the Tchilas B'liya was Le'isser, or Tchilas B'liya was Le'shevach, depending on how you want to take the Taisus. Answer two is the Rush, that by the Keli, the answer number two of the Rush is that you can't asher the food, Einu Ben Yom Atu Ben Yom, because it's Le'shevach, that someone violates such an Isser. That's the Rush's answer. And answer number three is what we'll call Phantom Rishon, who is rejected by all the other Rishonim, but makes it back in the Torah of many of the Achronim, the Afaresh. Answer number three is that maybe there's a difference. By the Keli, I'm goza eino ben yomo atu ben yomo, because that's a gezerah, that's l'chatchila. I'm able to kasher the Keli. So therefore, I'm able to be goza eino ben yomo atu ben yomo l'chatchila. By the Ochel, I can't say I'm making the Gezerah L'chatchila, because by the Ochel, if I would say that there's a Gezerah Einu Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo, effectively what I'd be saying is that the Ochel is, right, treif. And if the Ochel is treif, then they'd have to throw the food out. That would be B'diyefet. And this Gezerah is only L'chatchila. That is answer number three, which I'm calling Phantom Rishon. It seems to be an answer that is found in the Tosis of the Rimi Pariz in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav, and is also found in the Hagos Ashri on that same rush at the end of Avodah Zarah. Now, let's process this for a second. That answer is saying that I'm gozer inu ben yom atu ben yom lechatchila, but by an ochel it's b'diavad. So therefore I'm not gozer. Frekta Hagosa Shri on this answer, he says, one second, if that's the case, so there should be no such thing as a gezer of Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo by Kli Cheres. Because Kli Cheres can't be kashered, correct? I can't kasher Kli Cheres. So how can I make a gezer of Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo by Kli Cheres? Elamai, you see that this is not the reason, says the Ra. Says the Hagos Hashri. Now it happens that in our youth, when we learned Simin Kuf Gimel, right, we spoke about that famous Chacham Tzvi, about Yishun of Yud Beis Chodesh, and we pointed out the Yishun of Yud Beis Chodesh Mahalach is not so Pashat, but maybe there's another Mahalach that we could say based on the Minchas Yaakov. Right, the Minchas Yaakov in the bottom of the Torah's Chatos argues, and it's quoted in that same Prima Godim in Sof Simen Kuf Gimel, the Minchas Yaakov tainas that maybe the Gezer of Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo, was not formulated by Kli Cheres. Maybe since Kli Cheres, if I'd say it's Aser Alts Gezera, that would mean I'd have to break the Keli, throw it out, etc. So therefore, you know what, Chazal don't want me to do that. By Kli Cheres, there's no Gezer of Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo, and then maybe you could be Mako based on Kli Cheres. Based on this gezeira. Now the Pischei Tshuva, the first Pischei Tshuva in Yerodei Simen Kuf Chaf Beis quotes this, and the Pischei Tshuva says, "Oh wow, that's an interesting idea, but it's against the Hagos Hashri Sof Avodah Zarah, because the Hagos Hashri proposed this idea and rejected it." In other words, the Pischei Tshuva says that even by Kli Cheres we go to Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo. The Prima Godim also rejects this idea. But Chacham Avadah Yosef, Zchuso Yogen Olenu, Chacham Avadah Yosef writes in the Tshuva in Yabia Omer Chelak Aleph Simen Vav that there's room to be Megal. Right? The Bidi Yevet, B'Malkam Hefsen Ruba, right? We didn't like the reliance on the Chacham Tzvi of Yishun Yud Beis Chodesh. Chacham Tzvi himself didn't want to rely on it. And Rav Moshe is more Megal than Chacham Tzvi was difficult. But maybe there's room to be Megal on this Shaila of the inherited porcelain dishes, inherited ceramic dishes, based on the fact that the Minchas Yaakov says when that goes Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo by Kli Cheres, and that would actually answer Tosfos' kasha. It happens that Gosa Shri doesn't hold that way, but if you're a Jew like Chacham Avadah Yosef, you basically say that all those Rishonim who do not give the Hagosa Shri's rejection of the Shita implicitly hold like it. That's Chacham Avadah's entire tshuva there in Chelak Aleph Simen Vav, and as such, there he says that there are grounds in situations of significant hefsid to be meko on the porcelain dishes. Okay, gentlemen, we should probably daven mincha and have a good day.